Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where you get up-to-date information on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollars. In many respects, animal health is an underserved field. Many of the medications used to treat animal health disorders are actually human drugs developed for human physiology and compounded drugs that have not been proven safe or effective for animal use. Similarly, diagnostic procedures for use on animals are also underdeveloped. This is the underserved market that is currently being targeted by Zomedica Pharmaceuticals Corporation. The company originally started with a focus on veterinary pharmaceuticals and has since expanded its focus. As Zomedica began advancing its pipeline of pet pharmaceutical products, the company's attention was drawn to a parallel gap in animal health care, diagnostics. Zomedica has chosen to begin its efforts in this area with the development of a pet-specific diagnostic option for the most serious of diseases, cancer. Since launching Zomedica in May 2015, it has listed on the TSX Venture Exchange, followed by the NYSE American Exchange under the ticker ZOM. The company raised over $22.9 million in non-brokered capital and achieved a market cap of $223.3 million. On January 5, 2017, Zomedica announced a research agreement with Celsee Diagnostics Incorporated. Celsee is a biotech innovator in the capture and counting of circulating tumor cells, also known as liquid biopsy. Then on December 21, 2017, the two companies took their relationship to the next level. A licensing and supply agreement is now in place for Zomedica to develop and market Celsee's liquid biopsy technology for veterinary application as a cancer diagnostic. I'm Jonathan Brown on behalf of Stockhouse Editorial. We recently caught up with Zomedica's Chief Operations Officer and Vice President of Product Development, Stephanie Morley, DVM, and Chief Financial Officer, Shamiz Rampertab, CPA, CA, to learn about the clinical and economic potential of this technology. So thanks for joining us. And first of all, why do we need to improve on diagnostic procedures for animals? And how is Zomedica addressing this need?
Well, first of all, thank you for having us. I will take that question. First of all, it's very important for everybody to understand that veterinarians are advocates for patients that can't speak for themselves. So to put this into perspective, it's very similar to treating an infant patient in human medicine. And in order for veterinarians to identify and deliver the appropriate treatments that are necessary for their patients, which are your pets, they need to have confidence in their diagnostic testing methods. That confidence allows them to effectively communicate treatment needs to the pet owners, who are the ultimate decision makers when it comes to their pet's care. So the challenge that veterinarians face is that oftentimes these diagnostic tests don't exist, or current versions are not providing the specificity necessary to diagnose with confidence. And so veterinarians must often make treatment recommendations based on partial patient data. At Zomedica, we're really focused on two areas to help veterinarians get better answers faster. And the first is to create novel breakthrough diagnostics that are unlike anything that they could imagine, such as our cancer liquid biopsy technology. And secondly, we're looking to improve on existing diagnostic tests to make them faster, more sensitive, more specific, more accurate, basically add more value for the veterinarian and ultimately the pet owner. And what's more is that when you compare the development of human diagnostics to the development of companion animal diagnostics, it's generally faster and less expensive, since it typically requires smaller clinical studies with fewer subjects, along with reduced or often no pre-market regulatory burden.
Interesting. Now let's take a look at the bottom line. What is the economic potential for establishing the new standard of care for diagnosing cancer among the companion animal population?
Thank you for inviting us, Jonathan. This is Shamiz. So this circulating tumor cell technology, also known as liquid biopsy, is going to be the new tool for vets. It's going to change their workflow. I often equate this cancer liquid biopsy to human mammography, which allows human doctors to better diagnose cancer, or how human doctors used PSA tests originally to diagnose prostate cancer. Back in the day, PSA was the standard and the only option available. It was revolutionary. Using the Celsee platform, we initially intend to develop and market ZM017, which is a blood test that helps best diagnose cancer in dogs in a manner that's faster, more affordable, and less invasive compared to existing methods, which can be expensive and cost prohibitive for pet owners. Canine cancer is a highly prevalent disease, and this liquid biopsy tool has the potential to make a significant impact. The stats I'll share with you include the Veterinary Cancer Society estimates that 50% of dogs over the age of 10 will develop cancer, and that 1 in 4 dogs at some stage in their life will develop cancer. While many more cancer cases may go undetected due to cost constraints and other factors, so that number is actually probably larger than the official statistics indicate. Companion animal medicine is also a cash-based business, and everybody has a limit to what they can spend. I hope this test will make cancer diagnosis more accessible for pet owners and allow them to allocate more of their budget towards their pet's treatment. To further layer on the ladder, chemotherapeutic development is a major trend in the companion animal drug industry. By taking the diagnostic approach, Zomedica is going to help identify pet patients who can benefit most from chemotherapeutic treatment earlier in the clinic workflow.
Interesting. Let's take a look at some specifics. Precisely, what is a liquid biopsy and why is this an ideal innovation for pet diagnostics?
Liquid biopsy is a cutting-edge technology right now in human medicine. Zomedica is looking to bring the same innovation to vet medicine. A liquid biopsy is a highly specialized blood test with the potential to detect the presence of circulating tumor cells in the blood. Circulating tumor cells, commonly referred to as CTCs, are cells that shed away from the primary tumor into neighboring blood vessels and are transported throughout the body's circulatory system. On a microscopic level, this test extracts those rare CTCs from the millions of cells in the blood, then identifies those CTCs on a cell-by-cell basis that derived from a primary tumor. It's impressive science. It's attracting significant investment dollars. The detection of these TTCs in the blood could indicate a cancer diagnosis without the need for an invasive tissue biopsy.
And I'd like to address the points as to why this is an ideal innovation for the pet diagnostic industry. There really are a couple of noteworthy innovation applications that I think are worth discussing here. The first is that it's important to note that definitive diagnosis of cancer in veterinary medicine often requires a lot of expensive and invasive testing. Similar to humans, it can involve imaging, biopsies, surgery to obtain tissues for biopsy, etc. So the process can be difficult for pet owners because all that testing is expensive and you're putting the animal through a lot of procedures, which for many of us who have pets we love can be difficult to do. Liquid biopsy is a really great innovation for this sector because you're getting to diagnose faster without spending all that money and without putting your animal through anything other than a routine blood draw. The second noteworthy thing to consider is that because liquid biopsy is a leading technology in the human sector, it's difficult to find and translate these opportunities to the veterinary sector where reimbursement is not an option. As Shanice mentioned, it's a cash-based business. So Zomedica was very strategic in identifying a partner with economically appropriate technology that is ideal for the veterinary space. It's really exciting because there's a lot of investment dollars funneling into liquid biopsy on the human side, and the fact that Zomedica is bringing that same novel technology to the veterinary market in parallel is truly atypical. Traditionally, translational opportunities that come to veterinary medicine are after that human cost point has dropped to a feasible level for veterinary medicine, and Zomedica is actually on the bleeding edge of this new innovation, not just in veterinary medicine, but in medicine as a whole. And it's a real rare opportunity where veterinary medicine is leading development that will benefit both animals and humans alike.
Yeah, it sounds very exciting. Could you provide any additional details on how exactly this licensing and supply agreement will be implemented in terms of rolling out new IP?
Well, sure. I mean, because liquid biopsy is such a new and emerging field in the veterinary sector, there's definitely an opportunity for intellectual property in the future. As we develop our commercial products, we're absolutely taking advantage of developing IP along the way that adds value to our product and to our shareholders. At this time, we're not aware of any other animal health companies using liquid biopsy to help diagnose cancer. It truly is unique, and therefore we anticipate generating IP will only further protect us from others entering the space.
And what is Zomedica's timetable in terms of having a procedure that is approved and ready to bring into the market?
Animal health is a unique opportunity with reduced, and in some cases, no pre-market regulatory burden for diagnostics in the U.S. Zomedica expects to start its clinical validation of ZM017, our CTC detection technology, in the first half of 2018 to determine whether CTC can be detected in canines to confirm the existence of certain cancers with a high level of sensitivity and specificity. Assuming successful completion of this technology validation, we expect to commence the marketing of this dog cancer diagnostic, ZM017, during the second half of 2018.
And given that we are at the beginning of a new year, what should investors look forward to as 2018 continues to unfold?
2017 was a strong year for our company, and I urge your listeners to review these on our webpage at zomedica.com. But as 2018 unfolds, you'll see we're laser-focused on advancing our product pipeline and achieving key development milestones for our canine cancer diagnostic candidate and our four therapeutic candidates. I also want to point out that Zomedica is unique. We have a team of individuals dedicated to finding and evaluating translational opportunities for potential introduction to the veterinary market. So there's a high probability we could announce other collaboration or in-licensing opportunities in 2018 to further expand our portfolio.
Plenty to look forward to. Healthcare for animals, and companion animals in particular, not a subject that is on the radar of most investors. This is one of the reasons why this is such an underserved market. Zomedica Pharmaceuticals is seeking to capitalize on this undiscovered niche, with pet diagnostics being the latest commercial opportunity pursued by this company. This is Jonathan Brown, and I've been speaking with Stephanie Morley and Shamiz Rampertab. Thanks for spending time with me today, Stephanie and Shamiz.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For our listeners, thank you for joining us. And as always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision.